Jesus came to make you free. It says this in Romans chapter 8, verse 13. For if you live according to the dictates of the flesh, remember, your body sends signals to your soul, your mind, will, and emotions, that are the dictates of your flesh, means your five physical senses, you will surely die or separate yourself from God. He says, but if you, through the power of the Holy Spirit, you are habitually putting to death, making distinct, dead, the evil deeds prompted by the body, you shall really and genuinely live forever. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. And the Spirit, talking about the Holy Spirit, which we have now received, is not a spirit of slavery. Remember, Jesus was telling those religious leaders before that they were slaves to sin. But then he says, but now when you are born again, when you are led by the Spirit, talking about the Holy Spirit of God, he says, when you are born anew, he says, you have not received that spirit of bondage again to fear. He says, but you have received a spirit of adoption. And he says, I didn't give you a spirit of slavery to put you once again into bondage to fear. He said, but you have received the spirit of adoption, the spirit producing sonship, in the bliss of this, which we cry, Abba, Father, our Father, Father. He says, the Spirit himself, talking about the Holy Spirit, thus testifies together with our spirit. Remember, you receive the Holy Spirit on the inside of your spirit, and the Holy Spirit testifies with your spirit that you are truly a child of God. When you have made Jesus the Lord of your life.